Take four. This is RSBNB Update, episode 30, recorded Thursday, January 12th, 2006.
Yes.
All right. It is 2006, January 12th. I'm just here with Pika this week. We're doing the show as normal, and this week's going to be a pretty ordinary show. Episode 30?
Yeah, pretty much.
30 weeks?
Yes.
We missed two of them, though? Oh, well.
Oh, well.
One from when I was away and one from when I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a pretty good record. Anyways, shall we start with the traditional RuneScape updates?
Of course.
All right. New quest this week, the
yes.
Hand in the Sand.
The Hand in the Sand.
Have you done it?
I didn't even know it was out.
Oh.
I haven't been on recently, so
not
that much.
Yeah. Good quest. It's one of those ones, you know, where you have to run around between three places with your teleports and stuff. So that's sort of the toughest aspect to it, but it's just a bunch of running around. You do need, I forget what the requirements are, I think 49 crafting and 17 thieving, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. So, not too steep requirements. I think you have those, hey?
That's okay. Yeah, I got them.
Yeah. Yes. So, anyways, basically what happens is, Sandman Yanil is in a spot of bother, and a mysterious severed hand has appeared in his sandbox. Help find out whose hand it is, and more to the point, how it got in Bert's sandbox.
So somebody got killed and their hand got chopped off and stuck in there?
Yep.
Ooh,
that's
fun.
Right. Yeah. In the end, it turns out to be a wizard from the Wizard's Guild. So, yeah.
You just ruined the quest for millions
of
people.
Yeah, I know. But there's another thing you find that I won't tell what you find, because it's something that you want to find on your own.
That sounds good.
Yeah. One quest point, I think the reward was okay. Let me just take a look at what it was based on the quest guide that we have for it. The reward for this quest was some experiences and a quest point, obviously. But to a more specific thing, the actual reward is 1,000 thieving XP, 9,000 crafting experience, and a secret reward from Bert. And would you care to know what the secret reward is?
Yes, tell me.
You get 81 buckets of sand a day, put directly in your bank if you go talk to Bert in Yanil after you've done the quest.
Wait, do you have to talk to him every day, or just...
Yes, every day.
Oh my god.
So, you go talk to him, and he'll put the buckets of sand in your bank, 81 a day. That's definitely a good amount of sand.
That's a lot of free buckets.
Yeah, it's just a matter of emptying them, and then you could use them for something else, but I don't know. Might be good for making the orbs, you know, those orbs that you make, and then you enchant to one of the four colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did that. I made some of those a while ago. Some fire.
Yeah. But glass and sand prices have probably drastically come down after this update, so.
Oh, that's still good experience.
Yes, definitely. Oh, yes, and you get to stick your hands in people's pockets to find sand. Like, would you stick your hand in someone's pocket and pull out some sand?
Only your pocket, Shane.
Because
I know there would probably be sand in there.
No, there's not.
There would be.
No, no.
Out playing in your sandbox?
No, I don't have a sandbox. So,
oh.
You?
No comment. I live in a giant sandbox. Arizona,
yeah,
Arizona is just one giant sandbox. That's all it is, basically.
Yes.
A few rocks here and there, it's good.
Yes. That's the main update this week. Oh, yes, Mage Arena prices tweaked. If you were there that last week when they first brought it out, right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you saw how expensive it was to buy some runes with your pizzazz points.
Well, and even, like, the new robes that they have are, like...
expensive.
Like, I spent an hour in the alchemy place, and I only got, like, I don't know, not that many pizzazz points. And then I was looking at the prices of things, and what I had was very insignificant to the actual prices, so...
Exactly.
If you do the Magic Arena training place, like, for a year, you might be able to get some of, like, the new boots.
Oh, not so anymore. They've reduced the prices of the runes. So now you should be able to buy back a decent amount of runes with the pizzazz points you earn.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they've also adjusted the telekinetic area so that when you complete 5 mazes in a row, you'll be given a bonus of 10 law runes.
Cool.
And the number of mazes you completed will now be stored if you log out or leave the area so that you continue where you left off.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's good. In other news, 2 new random events this week. Another one where you get taken to Scape Rune.
Mm-hmm.
The alternate dimension. So there, this time you have to help... Prison Pete will help you escape, and you have to pop his balloons, which have the different keys that you'll need.
Oh, speaking of Scape Rune, I actually had the Evil Bob thing...
The other day?
Yeah, for the second time in my life. It was actually pretty exciting.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It was good.
Yeah, I don't like that event. But
it's easy.
It's annoying. It took me 20 minutes.
That's not... I only had to get him 2 fish, so it wasn't bad.
Oh, my. Another random event added. The sandwich lady will come around and give you a sandwich.
Oh, I saw
apparently
that.
She'll get angry if you take the wrong sandwich that instead of, like, if she offers you one and you take the wrong one, she'll get very angry at you.
Oh, I see.
I haven't had this yet. I don't know. I haven't seen what the different types of sandwiches are, but...
I actually saw this today. I saw someone get her, but it wasn't, like, I didn't see it that well.
Just for,
like, a second.
That's something that we need to do. Gather all sorts of items like that, but yes. Oh, yes, 5,000 RuneScape Classic accounts banned today.
That's probably, like, all of them.
Who knows? I don't know. Like, we have something in the rants about this, but we'll get to that in the rants segment about actual banning of people. So we'll get to that down in the rants section. So, yes. I think that's about it for this week's RuneScape updates. Now we're moving into questions, which we didn't have any of last week. So, this first question is a tech question. This is actually the first tech question. Took 30 episodes to get one. But it's a question from Hand Me Down. I will play the question now.
Hey guys at RSBNB, I'm writing a few programs in Visual Basic, and I want to send them to my friends. However, when they open up the .exe,
question based
this
on
this is really frustrating.
.exe
me, as
files.
I can't find a way around this.
Does Pika know anything about
know
this?
A way how to solve this?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I'll do my best at answering this right now. Basically, what's going on here is Hand Me Down is working in Visual Basic, generating programs that he's making, and he wants to deliver them to friends. He didn't say how he's delivering them to his friends, but I am going to assume here that he is sending them over MSN Messenger to his friends. Because of the security built into MSN Messenger, any file that could potentially be dangerous to your system, it'll block access to. Even sometimes does it with MP3s and zips and all those sort of files. But there is a way around this. You'll have to do this when you talk to your friends. Simply rename the file. Actually, before I say anything, I could be disclosing something here that could allow you to do some damage if the person did put back the .exe extension. So only do this if you know who it's coming from and they're trustable and the file is trustable. So only do this if this is the case. So what I'm going to say is make sure in Windows XP that your file view is set so that you can view the file extensions like the .exe or whatever. If you don't know how to change that, just go to Tools in any Explorer window, View, and then there's a whole bunch of little checkboxes. You can check one to show the file extensions for files. After you do that, just simply remove the .exe extension and change it to .txt, the text file extension. Then you can send it to them over MSN and then have them change it back to .exe, and it should work fine. I've done this before and it works, so I hope this helps you with that question. You have anything to add, Pika?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
I don't know anything about computers.
Okay. Well, thanks for that tech question. The first one in 30 episodes.
Amazing.
Yay.
We should give that person a prize. Just for
I don't have any prizes.
For an unprecedented question.
Okay.
Maybe.
Shall we? Can we move on to the next one now?
I suppose.
You want to read it or should I?
I'll read it.
Okay.
Oh, just because you can't pronounce the name, I'll try to.
I'll tell you how to pronounce the name. He told me how to pronounce it.
Okay. The question is: I know that you touched on it for a minute or two in one episode, but back to Wildoors. Anyone who goes in the fishing guild in practically any world would know that it's full of Ottawers. You trade with them, that you ask them if they are Ottawer, you never get any type of response. Do you think that Jagex will have to bring back the sleeping bags? Oh my. What actions do you think Jagex will do, if any? And that is from
PFK99s.
Oh, I see it now.
Yeah, 99s. PFK99s.
I remember the sleeping bags from RuneScape Classic, but I'm not sure exactly what they do.
The sleeping bags?
Yeah. Like, do you just go to sleep from the fatigue?
Yeah, you click them, like, you remember fatigue, right?
Yeah.
Once you got to 100% fatigue, you'd need to take a nap.
Oh, okay.
So you'd click on your sleeping bag, and then it would nap you for a bit, and then you could...
you have to type in whatever word it said, and then you're back on.
Yes, that's right. So, that was something to stop autoing. Frankly, I don't know why they removed that, because I think it is needed nowadays. What about you?
They'll be banned eventually. Who cares?
Yeah, they need to find something in the interim, don't you think, though?
Well, I do talk to a lot of the people at the fishing guilds whenever I go there, and I don't think autoing is that much of a deal. That's just me personally. I'm not, sure on the facts.
I've talked to people who know people who know people who have connections to Jagex, and they say that there is definitely an autoing problem, especially in the fishing guild. So, something must be done. Question is what?
Just put one.
I don't know.
More moderators.
More moderators, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Would Pika be a good mod?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you for that question, PFK99s.
I believe I could bring RuneScape that special touch that it needs.
Martial law?
No, of course not. We're not living in socialism, Shane. I mean,
no, of course
not. Or fascism or anything like that.
No.
Okay, on to the next question.
Very good, I'll read it. What are your thoughts on prices of the items obtained from Slayer monsters, like the whips, the mauls, that sort of thing? This is from Chief Snake. Let the market be.
I believe that whips are at 3 million, or...
Yeah.
I saw one that's like 3 to 3.5, I believe, and mauls are like 100,000.
100K.
Yeah.
The whips are going down too much, I think.
Not for me. I don't have one yet, no. So...
Well, I don't know. I think that they should hover around the 4 million mark. That'd be a good price to hover at. Keep everyone happy.
Except the people who don't have them.
Well, 4 million isn't that hard to get. If you have 1 million, for example, and you buy a whole bunch of coal and iron, smith it into cannonballs, sell it, you can make some profit there, and then do that again, and then you'll end up with 4 million, and you can buy yourself a whip.
Have you had experience with this?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
I made $3 million profit doing this.
I thought it was an undisclosed amount.
Yeah, the total amount after was undisclosed, but it was $3 million profit.
Okay.
Doing it, so, oh yeah, definitely. I think that they should, like, there's no reason they should go down, so.
It's just the fluctuations of the economy. Okay, the next, and that was from Chief Snake.
Okay, yep.
And the next question is, what's your favorite area in RuneScape? And that is from Thief 18954.
Alright. How about I go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
That entire area west of the Underground Pass.
Really?
Yeah. It just looks nice. That's what I have to say.
For me, I like all of it.
All of it?
All of it equally.
Even the farming patches?
Except those.
Okay, so Pika is pretty much happy with everything.
I like everything as it is.
Yeah.
But I like the pyramid. The pyramid from Desert Treasure is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's neat. That's neat.
Oh, wait. No, but up north in the wilderness, where the fence is at the west end of it,
right,
where all the snow is, that's pretty cool up there.
Oh, yeah. But you can have snow without the wilderness up at Troll Ice Mountain.
It's just not the same.
Okay. Not as much blood?
The winter forest is a lot more exciting when there's a threat of you dying.
Ah.
I've never been killed up there, but I'm sure it's I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Moving on.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Moving on.
Progressing forward.
Right. Do you prefer free-to-play PKing or pay-to-play PKing? And reasons. This is from Steak Ickley.
I like FTP.
Yes, not as dangerous. I don't like, I don't have a death wish, so. If I had a death wish, I'd go P2P PK. But I don't have a death wish, so, yes.
And I heard the PK, so.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. And our final question from PFK99s. Do you use any special RuneScape browsers? These can be considered as anything that other websites put out for to make playing RuneScape easier and allowing you to have access to everything all in one place. I don't know. Do you use anything?
I used to use, but
yes,
like on my really old computer before I got my laptop.
And then
I mean, I didn't say the name of it. I used to use one that was very popular. I used to use one back in the day. But then I became a loyal fan of RuneScape, and I realized that whoever uses these is just exploiting themselves to cheaters and people who could potentially hack them.
Right.
And I like my 1 million GP.
I see.
That's all I have. I'm so poor. I have, guys, I don't care if you hack me, I have nothing, so.
Okay.
Don't waste your time.
My answer to that question is no, I don't use anything else. Thank you, Mr. Nine Nines. Tech news!
Tech news, yes.
Some stories in tech news here today. Oh, let's see. Oh, I was gonna say something about the RuneScape updates, but I totally forgot.
That they're
my train of thought.
That they're cool?
No, something else. I'll think of it. Anyways, tech news. As you guys may have known, last week we talked briefly about Macworld happening.
Yes.
And would you guess what they released?
A computer?
Yes. They released an iMac Intel and a MacBook with Intel processor. They're said to be two to three times faster than their old PowerPC counterparts. But that was interesting, watching a live feed of what was happening there on Tuesday morning. So,
I believe that all these computer companies will come to terms with each other, and when this day comes, they will create a supercomputer that is better than any other computer ever made.
No, that'll be all knocked down once Microsoft has something to deal with it.
Microsoft and Mac and Dell and all these people are going to get together.
Anyways, they also released some new software like the iWeb, iTunes, all sorts of things like that. The new iLife 2006. Main point of this, though, is Apple is 6 months ahead of their schedule. They announced that the switchover would start in June of this year, but in fact it started in January, so they're 6 months ahead, unlike other companies which are 2 years late. Yes.
Curses.
Yes. Lots of interesting other Mac stuff. You can take a look at this website.
Mac is good for your soul.
Right. We know how we always talk about Linux, right?
Yes.
They say Linux is just right for teens. This is because it contains everything a teen needs. GIMP for image editing, Copete or Game for MSNing or aiming, or instant messaging, I should just say. Copete comes with the KDE desktop environment. OpenOffice for schoolwork, Firefox for browsing, and Thunderbird for email. There's this article here. Basically, what it says is that this person, who is a Windows administrator by trade, put Linux on his kid's computer so he wouldn't have to be constantly dealing with all the threats of viruses and spyware and all that junk. So, basically, he's converted his teenage daughter into a Linux person so that he doesn't have to deal with all the Windows stuff that everybody else has to.
What has the world come to, Shane?
I don't know. Linux is not too bad, actually. It's just a matter of... Do you really want to know why I'm not using Linux right now? Like, right now?
Because it doesn't work?
It works, but the reason I'm not using it is because of, it's... Right now, I didn't have enough time to set up the network properly, so the network computers could talk to each other properly. That's one reason. Also, printer sharing was another reason. So mainly for network stuff and print sharing is why I haven't set up Linux on my computer. Also, I have a whole bunch of shares on this one acting as a sort of a file server type of thing. So what goes on is... I have network shares here, for instance, all the family photos that can be accessed from anywhere on our network. So basically, it would take a while to move those over to a different partition that would be readable by Windows, Linux, and maybe in the future Mac. So something that would take a while to do, but would be worth it in the end.
Why can't we just create computers that all talk to each other?
Well, we have that. It's just a matter of setting it up.
But why must it be set up? Why can't it just work? I believe that someday, somewhere in this pitiful earth, we will have computers that talk to each other easily without having to set up anything.
The way it works is computer is only as smart as the programmer that made it.
Yeah.
Or that made the software for it. Do you have something to add?
Why did you just have to ruin my dreams?
Because they're fantasy, not reality.
Okay, anyways, our next tech news story.
All right. You want to read this then?
Yes.
All right.
I have no idea what it means, but I'm going to read it. Massive F5 attack placed on a school by a teen. A teen encouraged many other people to go to a website and press F5 many, many times. For those who don't know, F5 refreshes a page. The student made a website that connected to the school's website to cause tremendous load. And it is a crime. Let's click on the link.
I'll take it on from here. Basically, this person created a website that hooked into the school's network. And when many people went to this website, it increased the load on the school's server. So as the server load increases, it basically brings the website down to a crawl. I'm taking a risk about talking to this because this is a form of DOS attack that can be placed on any website, but it is a crime to do one of these attacks. So just for anybody out there that ever thought of doing this to any website, it is a crime to place a DDoS attack.
Wait, why?
Because you're taking down someone's property that has the server.
But what if they can't find you?
Oh, they can find you. They can find you. way web servers work is they log every connection that come to them in the event something like this happens. So there's always no questions asked about where it's coming from, and it can be traced back.
What if it happens within the school?
If it happened on the local area network?
Yes.
At the school? Then they could do the same thing, figure out what computer it's coming from, but a school wouldn't have enough computers to bring down a web server like that.
Well, like, what if the school had, like, a million computers that...
Then it could.
Computers in the library, and computers in the classrooms, like at my school, and then a few computer labs and all that good stuff.
Possibly, but I'm not encouraging anyone to try that. So, just something you should know, so that if you're ever thinking of attacking your school, that you can,
don't get caught.
Exactly, but the person who's doing this is charged with a felony and could face jail time.
So don't get caught.
Which means a criminal record and you can't leave your country.
So basically, hacking and doing stupid crap like this is bad, but if you really want to risk it and do it, don't get caught.
And go to jail.
Okay.
Anyways. A new year for Google Video. This year it's the ability to buy and sell videos on the Google Video website. Recently started. You can buy Star Trek episodes there.
I'm sure that makes you very happy, Shane.
No, it doesn't make me happy, though. Because it's not available in Canada right now.
Why not?
They haven't implemented it. It's only the U.S. right now. So, I can't do it just yet. So, I've seen most of them, so I don't need to buy it. I do own the entire Voyager DVD series. That's,
That's good.
That's 7x7 DVDs, 49 DVDs of Voyager.
Oh my god.
Oh
my Buddha, that is a lot of Star Trek.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have Enterprise too.
Yeah.
But you like Voyager, hey?
Voyager's pretty good, actually. I did like that series.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways. I think that sums up tech news. Mm-hmm. You want to read the first rant?
Okay. Dear Jagex, it's missing. Oh my Guthix, why is it missing? Well, first I'll tell you how I got there. It was one fine day at Castle Wars, and I was elking. A mysterious old man appeared and didn't say anything, so after a bit, he just tailed me away. I looked around, and I was at the Wizard's Tower. I thought, okay, well, I'll just continue high elking. Then I noticed that the orange star that was on the third floor of the Wizard's Tower was missing. Why did you do that, Jagex? I love that little star thingy. Please bring it back to me and the other players.
Okay.
Dude, serious OCD right here. Obsessive compulsive disorder. This guy needs to get a grip on life.
He's complaining that they removed something from the floor.
Yes, like a little star pentagram thingy, whatever it was.
I find it funny. Hilarious,
that
actually.
Only he would notice.
Yeah, I never noticed it, did you?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I was just someone's feelings. I never felt the urge to talk like that with those types of feelings before, you know?
I know.
So, yeah.
But little missing stars can bring out the best in us sometimes. I don't know.
I haven't cried over a missing star.
It's times like these that test the souls of men.
Right.
I got that quote wrong. I know.
Yeah, I'm moving on to the next rant. Alright.
You can read it.
Alright. I can see why there was a need to ban macro users, but honestly, why prioritize RuneScape Classic over RuneScape 2 when 99% of us use RuneScape 2? I'm tired of seeing macro users at the Flax and the Fishing Guild. This is a bit of a problem.
That made me yawn.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, can we do something about it, please?
I'm sure Jagex is doing stuff about it.
Like, mass bans of a whole lot of people?
I'm sure they're banning people.
Yeah. Like, we have this interesting little picture here of, a person that is saying to ban all noobs. Ban all noobs. Ban all noobs.
Yes.
Pika, you see that picture?
Where?
On the wiki?
Let me refresh it. Let me F5 it.
It's on that rant.
Oh, I got my program running which blocks images. Let me...
Why are you blocking images?
Oh, dear. Wow.
Should we post this one with the episode?
I believe so. This is amazing.
Yeah, do you want to say who it is?
No, I'll leave it up for them to see it.
Okay, but this person looks really angry when he's saying to battle the noobs.
Doesn't he look angry?
Oh, yeah. He's long gone, though, hey?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it definitely fits with the rant. Ban the noobs that are being the macros. Anyways. Shall we, move on to the next one? Oh, you want to read this one?
You can read it.
Okay, so then you're reading the long essay then.
Yeah, I'll read the long one.
Hi, I think it's stupid how willow logs protect over purple hardy party hats. Hardy party hats. I just ran the event while away from the computer for 5 seconds with my party hat on. I have made someone very rich. I think Jagex needs to take into consideration the prices of items and how they are considered less than willow logs, etc. So what's going on here is this person lost his purple party hat.
Who cares?
Over willow logs.
So?
But the party hat is valued at 2 GP in the general store.
Yeah, why don't you high elk it and get 3?
Do you want to enlighten us to how you got your first party hat?
No.
No, okay.
No. It brings back bad memories.
Right.
Of days gone by.
Okay. So basically what happened is his willow logs got protected over a party hat and he's complaining.
So?
But I know. The way the prices work is they're based on the prices that are set by Jagex and not the general store price. Or they're based on the general store price, not the street price.
I'm sure that Jagex never thought that party hats would be multi-millions of GP.
Yeah. I think that was a problem on their part. Party hats probably screwed up the economy.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I don't know.
Let's go on to the next one.
Yes. Very well. Read your essay.
Okay.
Or read the essay, this essay rant.
I've never done what this rant is about, so it might not make much sense to me, but you can enlighten us about it.
Right.
Okay. Here we go. As I'm sure most people did, I heard the horror stories about Jagex tinkering with the Ectofuntis. that's a funny word. So, to see whether the little run you were able to do actually was taken out, I headed down there. However, once arriving, I started wishing I had never gone. Not only has Jagex taken out the auto run, but they also downgraded the intelligence of your character tenfold. Apparently, your character is so stupid now that he is forced to stand in front of every part of the grinder and wait just to figure out what he is supposed to do with it. Grinding bones is now at least three times harder than it previously was. One question. Why? Jagex, what compelled you to make our character intellectually challenged? What compelled you to take out the auto run? Most importantly, what compelled you to take out one of the undisputed hardest skills in the game even more ridiculous harder? Or make it harder, rather. You give the easiest skill in the game an extra, yet you destroy the one way that prayer was able to be partially effectively trained. Wow, bad grammar there. It's time to get your act together. Yeah, we all know you want the money, but this is not the way. This type of update, despite your common belief, will not make players pay your membership for longer to get these levels. It will merely make them want to quit. I cannot express the increase in times I have felt like quitting this game because of your nonsense, incompetence, and mindless changes / updates. Stop, quote, fixing, unquote, that which is not broken.
Huh. You want me to enlighten you on Ectofunctus?
Yes.
That's the process of getting slime and going to the bone, to this place outside Port Ghosty where you can grind bones. You did that quest.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, but of course you need to do the one that lets you get into the city, but called the Ghosts Ahoy. But anyways, grinding bones with slime increases the amount of experience you get per bone. So this was a good way to get prayer experience and raise prayer way back when. But since they made it slower, it's probably still worth it, but it takes much longer. So, yes. That's what Ectofunctus is about, Pika. And now on to the rant part. Do something else.
Get a life.
Do something else. So, yes.
This guy sounds like one of those people who sit at Starbucks all day and just sits there and just, like, complains about the world and how it's very unjust and unfair, yet they do nothing about it. Just complain and complain and complain.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of these people.
Yeah, so...
It saddens me.
I don't know about this rant. Just do something else. Raise your farming or runecrafting or something like that.
Not farming.
What? My farming's 55.
Farming is reason enough to quit.
Really? I have... You want to know what I have growing right now?
Marijuana?
No. I have orange trees.
Poppy
seeds. Willow trees. A cactus. Tomatoes. Oak trees. Yeah. So, yes. Anyways, that sums up the rants. What have we been up to on RuneScape? You want to go first?
Okay. I'm in the process of making 100,000 steel arrows still.
You were doing that last week, too.
Yeah, I've slowly missed. I got all the steel
bars. How many
bars
do you have?
I've got, like, 91,000.
Oh, so 9,000 left?
Yeah, pretty much. I need about 8,200.
8,200?
And 86, I believe. Some outrageous number like that. Anyways, so... And then I'm going to try to sell them to anybody who wants to buy all of them at once in bulk.
Yeah, you were advertising this last week.
I was not advertising.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I got level 107 combat.
Level 107? Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Even though you said that last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's see, what have I done so far? I got level 57 agility.
Oh, yeah.
And 67 smithing.
Oh, that's good.
And that's good.
You passed me in smithing, then.
Yay.
Yeah, so... you guys, I'll explain what I'm up to now. As you guys may know, I was, my RuneScape agenda is constantly dictated by quests or something along the lines of that, right?
Yes.
So what I have done is I have decided to do something that has not been dictated. Which is, what I've decided to do is going to be called Project Green, and it's well underway. Project Green. Shall we go into detail what this project consists
of? Isn't there already like an actual project named Project Green?
I don't know, but this is my Project
Green. I heard something about it here in the States, but don't let them know you took their name. Exactly. So tell us about it.
Okay. Well, it's a plan to raise the green skills, sort of.
The green skills.
Sort of green. The green skills that deal with the environment and biomatter and stuff like that. Environment, biomatter. You know.
Like herb lore and fire making, wood cutting, farming.
Right. Right. So what Project Green is consisting of raising, it's consisting of raising herb lore up to a very high level.
Oh, yeah. I know you've been doing that.
Yeah, I've already raised wood cutting up to 80.
Not bad.
And I am, to help Project Green and help the herb lore aspect, I am I'm going to be burning around 14,000 willow logs, which will get fire making another green skill up to 77 or so.
Which is what I have right now.
Yes. And then there's farming, which is currently being worked on. The plan is to go to 60 about and then continue on from there with whatever I can get my hands on. And then there's a plan to get fishing and cooking to the shark level. So.
Oh, you're not a shark stuff? No, not shark. You're not missing out on much.
No shark stuff yet, but that's still part of Project Green.
That's good.
So that's going to take a while.
Yes.
I got it all under control, so. Oh, goes out to this if anybody wants to sell some tree seeds or anything like that, or like tree seeds. Good seeds. Not bad seeds.
Do you want some cactus seeds?
Or if anyone wants to sell me taro men, just send me a private message on the forum.
Yeah, she needs lots of that.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
13,000 of them?
Yeah, you want to know what I'm currently at?
How many do you have so far?
I currently have around 5,800, and I need 8,700 more.
That's not bad.
So, I am going to be needing... If anyone wants to sell, please do it. Or please just come and talk to me.
Yes.
My hand was a bit sore one of these nights because I ended up buying 2,600 unidentified taro men.
Oh, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, and I had to ID them all. So that took a long time. But my hand is feeling better now.
And how much are you buying the Terramins for?
600 DP each.
I could never afford all that.
Also, if you want to donate ashes, please feel free to do that too.
Sounds good.
Yep. I got this good email this week from one of our users. I'm going to read it now. I'll read it right now. And it's from PFK99s. In response to topics discussed in the past, there's three of them here, or two of them, I think. People that are colorblind usually can see colors normally, but cannot distinguish between certain colors when they are mixed. Example, when red and green are close together, it may seem as a shade of gray. Also, people that are colorblind grow up being able to distinguish colors one from another, but they would probably see different shades of what we call gray. Okay. In one episode, someone said that mages are worse against players that wear dragonhide armor than, again, the same player who are wearing normal melee armor. Did they know that they are also decent in dragonhide? The stat reduction isn't as great with normal melee armor, but provides a decent mage attack and melee defense too. Something about dragonhide armor there. I don't know, what do you think?
Dragonhide all the way.
Well, anyways, thanks for making RSBNB update, for using any of the questions or comments. PFK99's on the forums, pronounced as PFK and then the words 99's.
Yay, thank you for email.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, don't send me any emails, because I haven't set up my email thing yet. Still. So, yeah.
Okay.
Do not send things to pika@rsbnb.com. Or pika69, right. Whichever it is. Don't. Because
don't send him stuff.
Don't send me stuff over email, because I probably won't get it for a while. You can contact us any way you want. Just make sure it's the right way.
Even smoke signals work.
Except for emailing me, because I haven't got it up yet, as I've said. But it's all good.
Yeah. So, I still haven't thought of what I wanted to say in RuneScape updates, but maybe it'll come to me. I don't know what it was, but I don't know.
The world is our sandbox, Shane.
Yeah. Sand is... Yeah, you can't build sandcastles.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so...
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think we're done for this week, hey?
Okay.
See ya, everyone.
Goodbye.
Have a good night.
Goodbye.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yay, Friday. Friday the 13th.
Oh, shit. I better change my password tonight.
Why?